Eyes of the Lord Are on You by Ann Peterson, read by Ellie Johnson. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love. Psalm 33:18. I have developed the habit of walking. Every day, I walk in the cemetery by my house. A friend of mine pointed out that she clocked that path, and two times around equaled 1 mile. So every day I walk that path and then come home and put a sticker on my calendar showing I had completed my task. I'd gotten up to 5 miles a day and then even 6 miles a day. To keep track of the times I went around, I used what I had with me, my wedding ring and my hands, moving my ring each mile. That is until Friday. When I looked down at my hands, I realized my ring was gone. Trying not to panic, I knew I would simply have to retrace my steps. My heart started racing as I thought to myself, what if I couldn't find it? No, I would push that thought out of my mind. I was just glad I realized it when I had, and before going even further. Tears started sliding down my face, a simple band of gold. Sure, I could go and buy another one, but I didn't want another one. I wanted the one Mike put on my finger. I wanted the one I'd worn for 45 years. Lord, I need You to help me find that ring. You see exactly where it is. After searching the area for about 30 minutes, I went home. I walked into the door and burst into tears. Mike was understanding and just held me. He even told me we could get another one, but I wanted mine. The one that had withstood all the ups and downs we'd gone through. Later that day, I walked the path with my daughter. Two sets of eyes would be better. We combed the path, and after about 30 minutes, hot and exhausted, we headed home. The next day, I cried as I walked the path. I kept looking down, but no ring, and the same thing happened the following day as well. I saw a sparrow and remembered how God said we were worth more than sparrows, Matthew 10:31. And God knows even when one sparrow falls to the ground, Matthew 10:29. I still tried singing like I usually did on the path, even though tears would slide down my face. I knew that if I never found my ring, God would somehow bring good out of the situations. Romans 8:28. I decided how fortunate I was to be able to say I have been married for 45 years. I thank God for my husband. 45 years is a big accomplishment, ring or no ring. A short while later, something caught my eye. Glancing down, I saw something shiny. Was it? Could it be? There, shining in the hot sun, was my gold wedding band. In the same spot I had searched days before, the same spot my daughter and I had combed. I'd even walked over that spot for 3 miles today. I picked it up, I slipped it on where it belonged. Once more, tears slid down my face. But these were tears of joy. God does keep His eyes on His children. God heard my prayers. God tells us to cast our cares on Him because He cares for us, 2 Peter 5:7. I know my God loves me, just as I'm sure you know God loves you. But today, when I look down at my hand and see my gold band, I can't stop smiling. Oh, how He loves you and me. You love me more than sparrows, God. You meet my every need. And all You ask is that my faith is like a mustard seed.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.